Joe, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addie and Mo. Hey, yo, I'm Addie.
Huh? What's that now?
Hey, yo, I'm Addie.
What? You are?
Hey, yo, I'm Addie.
Oh, fuck, are we on the air?
Hey, fuck, we're on the air.
Yo, I'm Mo.
Hi, Mo. So, yeah, smooth. We're a professionally operated show. So.
We're on the air? So we're going to talk all the big news?
There's big news.
So we're going to open up with JoJo gone from Total Divas, replaced by Sarah Ray?
Well, that's it. I don't think we should go with JoJo being out. I think we should go with Summer Rae being in. Big news.
I'd like to be in Summer Rae.
Yes. And she would enjoy running from you.
She is faster than me, I guarantee it.
Yes. Yes. And I think I met a guy at the Royal Rumble that had a loose Summer Rae.
That was an Alicia Fox.
Oh, that too. That too.
Your dog's got his collar on here. Let's take that off. So
my dog has cholera?
Take that off so that when he shakes his head, people don't get that wonderful sound of this right here.
Oh, yeah, that's a good noise.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, thank you.
Looking at me like, what a motherfucker I am.
Why? Why did you do that to me?
He's like, I'd like that back. I don't own much in the world.
I own
a dish.
That's right.
And I taking it from me.
Now we're right. Naked. Let's talk about some wrestling.
Let's actually do it.
So there's this guy named CM Punk.
Who?
CM Punk.
Uh-huh.
Philip Brooks.
Yes.
As it were. Mm-hmm. He has gone on a sabbatical.
What's that now?
He's gone on a sabbatical.
At least.
From World Wrestling Entertainment.
Yeah,
just one of those things where he tried to meet with Vince. He met with Vince about half an hour before Raw was supposed to start on Monday and said, in the immortal words of Kimbo Slice, I'm done, Gus.
Yeah, pretty much. Exactly. He was there earlier in the day. He wanted to talk to Vince, but there was rewrites to the show going on. They're trying to rewrite the show to make sure to ensure that the crowd would not hijack the show as they had the night before.
Right.
They're still writing it. He was scheduled to do a promo segment against Kane to set up a match at the Elimination Chamber.
Right.
And he'd be trying to see Vince the whole day because he had decided he was just done. He was done, right?
Yeah.
He couldn't, of course, see Vince, which makes you wonder, how is he supposed to cut the promo if he was only handed to him like right before he goes on the air? But it doesn't matter. You know, that's WWE.
Yeah.
So anyways, now Vince comes out. He just tells him, you know, I'm done.
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, I still like to induct Ultimate Warrior in the Hall of Fame, but other than that.
Yes.
Yeah, like, that's it. And he literally, Vince was kind of shocked, tried to talk him out of it a little bit. And, you know, he just said, no, I'm done, and got on a plane and took off. And AJ, of course, didn't come with him. AJ Lee. So, you know, we'll see how this affects her.
There's no real straw that broke this camel's back, so to speak. It was just a matter of these burnt out. He was looking at the lay of the land.
You don't know that there isn't a straw that broke the camel's back.
But there's nothing.
Incident. There's no incident that we know of that anybody can pinpoint. But in his mind, there's probably that straw that broke it. It's just we don't know it yet.
There's not. I guess we say we don't want to say
there's no big incident.
There's no explosion here. I guess is the best way to put it. There obviously was.
Steve Austin left because they asked him to job to Brock Lesnar free on Raw with no build up.
Yes.
In the middle of a King of the Ring qualifying match or whatever.
Yeah, qualifying. Please, yeah,
right?
Exactly.
And he's like, that's what you think of me after everything I've done.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you guys.
I should be his last match, not his first match.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, this isn't like, about to job to Jonathan Coachman.
No.
To keep JR off the air. If you're Steve Austin. This is just whatever happened in Punk's mind, like you said, happened. He wasn't thrilled with the idea of wrestling Triple H at WrestleMania. didn't see that. Well, the company sees that as, oh, it's going to be one of the top matches, one of the big matches. Punk's like, Hunter, really? That's what you have for me?
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Yeah, I go from, I go from last year around this time, I'm wrestling The Rock, and then I'm wrestling Undertaker. To this year, I'm wrestling Kane and Triple H. I guess Triple H and Undertaker isn't that far of a drop in their minds. But to somebody like CM Punk, I guess it is. Like, I don't know, though. I mean, because it's tough to say what else you could do with him or what could be a bigger match. I mean, it's really tough. He's already had Lesnar. He's not, you know, he's not going to be a rematch with Taker. He's, you know, he's, like, I don't really know what else there would be for him. Maybe that's all it is, though. I mean, there is nothing else for him. There's no...
Well, that's, I think, when you talk about the straw that broke the camel's back, from what we're hearing in terms of his thing, again, he wasn't thrilled with Hunter. But then you say, what else do you do?
Pedigree 1, 2, 3?
No, but you, well, yeah. But then we say, what else do you do?
Yeah.
And outside of Steve Austin, which isn't happening, there is nothing for CM Punk
outside
to do.
Outside of Steve Austin, Sting?
Yeah, so there's nothing for CM Punk to do, really. I mean, his goal, I mean, the only thing left for him to do is to
maybe
be the...
bigger than Triple H.
Is to be the actual main event of WrestleMania. For him, that's it. And so he's reached his peak. He realized he's never going to be a bigger star than where... He's never going to be positioned any higher than what he is.
With the company, is there a chance that he could be that main event next year? Maybe. I mean, or the year after
no,
that, maybe.
No, there isn't.
Yeah, there is.
There is not. There is zero. No, there is zero chance.
He's a number two star, regular star in the company.
No, he's... Nah, but then you've got guys on the rise. You've got guys they bring back. You've got guys that have been favored. It's been what we've talked about WrestleMania since this show came on the air, that WrestleMania has always been about bringing back the guy. And so if his goal is to be the actual main event at WrestleMania, last year was about as close as he could come, and you had The Rock on there. So then that immediately took that Rock versus John Cena ahead of it. And he was probably the number two match there with Taker.
Yeah, it wasn't promoted that way. I mean, it was a go-home angle, I guess, on the go-home Raw. But, I mean, to the crowd, it was probably the most heated match,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's right, it was. And it was the best match on the show. But it's one of those that there's no... Like, if you just sat back and realistically looked...
There really is nobody for him to work with that you go...
But going forward, even, and are they going to put me in that spot again... You know, this is a situation where I'm getting to that number two spot. I'm you got the...
Well, he's about to become the... He really, if he isn't already, he's about to become the number three star in the company.
Yeah,
and
exactly. And
Daniel Bryan.
And I thought these guys were friends. Everybody's talking about Daniel Bryan, so what does Punk have to do? Now everybody's talking about Punk.
Yeah.
What a dick. Yeah. But when you look at... Yeah, Brian's on the rise.
He himself said, I don't know if people like chanting, did CM Punk himself said, I don't know if people like chanting yes, or if he's really that popular.
Yeah. And I look at, you know...
They're friends, but it's competitive.
Well, but Punk's on a decline, you know, in terms of ever since he's lost the belt.
Actually, I wouldn't say he's on a decline. I'd say he's plateaued.
Well, he's peaked, basically.
Yeah.
He's peaked.
Yeah.
And so he's never going to be... And you realistically look at when you see year after year that it's like, Punk going to win the Rumble and fight Randy Orton. But
was
we're going to...
One point we were
was
hearing,
the plan.
And I still didn't like that.
Batista, yeah, but that... Batista comes in now. We're going to bring back Big Wave Dave, and he's going to do it. Yeah. But fine. Punk's sitting there back going, fine. But that's going to keep happening. And so there's no reason to get angry about it. It's just...
Well,
I thought...
Well, he has a better chance to come back in 2 to 3 years and main event WrestleMania than he does if he's safe.
Well, yes. And that's the other part.
The exact same, you know.
Vince.
As Batista.
Vince wants him back.
Of course he does.
So.
He's always been like that. He always wants what he can't have.
Yes, exactly. And so that puts Punk in a very good position. And from what we hear, Triple H has agreed to stay out of it.
Triple H, yeah. Because Triple H doesn't really want him back because he sees this as a personal slight.
No, I think.
Oh, yes, he does.
No, I think he feels that it would be perceived that way.
No, he does take this as he has taken this as a personal slight. If it was up to him, CM Punk wouldn't come back. But he's going to stay out of it for the good of the company.
Well,
and tell you the truth, this is terribly unprofessional of CM Punk. Like, to not give proper notice, to not fill out your dates, to not, like, this is terribly unprofessional of him.
Yeah, yeah. That is. But, I mean, it's... Yeah, it really is.
There's no way around it. There's no way to defend that portion.
Just walking on a... Yeah, just telling them, hey, I'm going home.
I understand if they're being dicks. Like, they're trying to... Like I said, Steve Austin, they're trying to put him in his place so he knows who's in charge. And he's like, fuck you guys.
Well,
and aren't we past all that? And he walks out. I can get that. I understood. I agreed with Steve Austin walking out.
Yeah.
Like, I don't... taking his ball and going home. I agreed with Steve Austin. It's tough to... I understand Punk's point of view, but you know what? We all got to suck it up in this world, and the way he's done this is not commendable.
No, he should have gone out with an injury angle at the Elimination Chamber.
Yeah.
He should have been one of the guys in the chamber and being laid out through a pod or through something that gets him out and gone, and then fine, go home.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Something like that.
But you know, it yeah, that and that's the big thing, right? Is that thing. And to me, again, I don't really think Hunter's thinking of it in terms of a personal slight why he wouldn't be back. I think it's more like what you're saying.
It's being pretty much
confirmed. No, it's not. It's not.
How has it been confirmed? People who talk.
Osmosis Jones has gone through his fucking cells and figured out what he's thinking.
He has said this to people, and people have spread that along. Multiple sources.
People, no.
Yeah.
No, who? Name the sources.
I don't know my fucking sources.
Well, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about, because everybody that's talking on the thing is making it very clear that he is doing this because there are people that are thinking that he's taking this as a personal slight.
No, that's his damage control now.
I don't think so. I don't
care what you don't think is the problem. It's not a think so or not think so thing.
This is an actual fact, because
yes,
you've talked to Triple H and you actually know how Triple H is feeling, let alone that you talk to Triple H, that
you are
Triple H, and you can plug in to his brain and have a Vulcan fucking mind meld with Triple H, so you can go, this is exactly what Triple H was thinking this exact moment. I forgot that you had that capability.
Well, you're forgetting one thing I do know about Triple H.
He has a small fetus. I don't want to get on a Triple H defense here, because that's not what I'm looking to do.
Yeah.
Because I could see it, that he takes this as, he has to take it some way as a personal slight, because Punk has said, this match just ain't doing it for me.
Yeah.
You know, we want you to fight Hunter. You know, I'm just not feeling that. I'm going to go home. Right? Slap, dick, fine, right? I mean, like you got to feel like, oh, fuck you then, right? To a certain degree. But that's...
And he's fine with not having him back.
But I think it's more the fact that he could... If he had said, you know what, I want you to fight Kane at WrestleMania, you know what, I'm just not feeling it, I'm going to go home. Hunter's probably saying, okay, well, go and we're not going to have you back then. Right, I don't think it would matter who his WrestleMania opponent is.
The way he left.
I think it's more the way he left Hunter's saying, "I don't want this guy back."
Yeah,
like
it's terribly unprofessional.
Because it's unprofessional, and so while yes, there's an obvious slight here to Hunter,
which Hunter does not like because
well,
he's got a small penis.
Well, sure. And I totally understand that, but I don't. What I'm saying, it's not going to matter.
Look, I know he's slighted.
Yes, constantly. I mean, easily. But it's a situation where I don't think it matters who the opponent was. Is that I don't think Hunter's going to want him back, and I think that Vince does want him back, and I think Hunter realizes that for the good of the business, as it were, you know, if we can make money having CM Punk come back, then we'll let someone else deal with having CM Punk
possible,
come back.
It's possible CM Punk would have left no matter who, because he's burned out. He's done.
But this is also very much a management conflict of interest that Hunter has from... I mean, how many times you go back to your job, if you know, a 9-to-5 job, if you get promoted amongst your peers,
yes,
okay, then you're going to be friends with these guys, and now you're going to be, you know, their boss, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
So if you got to go in and fire that guy, or that guy, let's say, needs some discipline, right? Share some discipline. But, and there's a management team, you may very well have to bow out of that in because, or let's say you had a direct conflict with someone and you're their boss, another management officer has to step in to go through that because, look, there's a conflict, you've got some history, you know, there's this situation, we're going to handle it. And very corporately, that's what's being done.
None of our listeners have corporate jobs.
Well, that's fine. I mean, so you got a fry cook, and then you got this other fry cook.
No, I know what you're saying there.
Yeah.
I do get that. Like I say, it might have been that, like I say, he's done, he would have left no matter what. I suspect that they had said to him, so your opponent at WrestleMania is Shawn Michaels in his return match one time only.
Oh, sure.
He would have continued.
Absolutely.
But again, he is done, but it's partially the WrestleMania match.
But if they had said your opponent is Shawn Michaels and he said, I'm just not feeling it, and he walked away, there's, I think Hunter's still going to say, you know what, we're not having him back.
Oh, yeah. No, I totally agree. Yeah, you would. But I'm saying he probably wouldn't have walked away. But
most people aren't surprised by this.
No. He's being up. He didn't like the way he was booked when he was champion, even.
No.
I mean, the guy has a 441-day reign. And we've talked about this before. There were 16 pay-per-views, and I think he main evented three of them, and two of those were against The Rock. So you'd be the champion. You're still not the face of the company, the focus of the company. He did not like that. There's a lot of stuff. He didn't like the way they were shifting him back between babyface and heel.
He did like the... it wasn't. He actually wanted the feud with Heyman. He kind of pushed for it. Yeah.
Let's put it this way: he pushed for it when he knew that there was no way around him being turned babyface again.
Well, no, he pushed for it. Yeah, when there was.
He didn't say, "Let's turn me babyface like a feud with Heyman." They said, "We're going to turn you babyface." He said, "Well, then I should feud with Heyman." That was.
Yeah, but it was also a situation where he looked at, Orton was heel?
Mm-hmm.
And so...
Well, Orton was babyface maybe at the time, I think.
I don't...
Yeah, he was.
Was he?
Until SummerSlam.
Yeah, and isn't that about the time? No, because
before
that. It was before.
Shortly after Mania. A couple months after Mania.
Yeah, that's right, that's right. So, but...
But again, he didn't like the booking. He doesn't like the general direction of the company.
Well, who does?
He has other interests,
Yeah, that Catholic jitsu, right?
Yeah,
something
like that.
He's always wearing the Gracie hoodies, right?
So, and people were sensing it,
Well, people have thought...
People who watched the interview with Ariel Helwani he did just a few days before this happened said, this doesn't look like a guy who gives a shit anymore. And same thing, he showed up at a Comic-Con convention. I can't remember which one it was.
Portland.
Yeah, Portland. He just, this is a guy who doesn't give a shit.
Yeah.
You know, and not I don't give a shit what you think. It's, I don't give a shit about this company. I don't give a shit about my job. And he's somebody who's, the reason he achieved the level of success he's achieved.
Driven.
Because he's really driven.
Yeah.
You're incredibly driven.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, I think part of it is that he senses that the people around him aren't as driven as him. And eventually that wears on you.
Well, yeah, I mean, and exactly. And the people that are getting the, I mean, you may have invented a couple pay-per-views with or had benches with Ryback, for instance. Not driven, right?
No.
He's either wanting to fight Kane. You know, nice guy, not driven.
Yeah.
You know, there's things like that, you know, Alberto Del Rio even, right? I mean, guys that he sees a Daniel Bryan, okay, driven, right?
Yeah.
Even with the Chris Jericho, who, well, probably not driven anymore, at one point was.
Well, even, tell you the truth, even people in the creator team, I don't think he feels they're driven, you know, things like that. Like, it's a lot of, so much corporate bullshit. I suspect he's never... In fact, he has mentioned this, alluded to this, that he came back, he said all this stuff that was real stuff, even though it was a work shoot, he said all this real stuff,
and
pretty soon they had him coming out there and saying, no, you got to say WWE Universe. And he's saying, no, this is not what my character would say, and you got to say WWE Universe.
Yeah.
And so he kind of, and at some point he just gave up and started becoming the guy that used the catchphrases and talked the way they wanted to talk, and he, you know, he, that to me was where I started to go, he's either selling out or he doesn't give a shit.
Yeah.
You know? And it was more, I think, they didn't care. A little less every time.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, and it, so, I mean, as I said, people weren't surprised. People just figured he was leaving in July when his contract was up.
Yeah.
And now
some people thought he might leave shortly after Mania, before July.
Yeah.
But
just a little bit early, and, I mean, that spoke to right after Mania when he was a little bit banged up, and he's like, you know what?
Nobody leaves when you're heading into the biggest. And one of the other issues is the fact that nobody knows how paychecks will be affected. Payoffs will be affected from the network.
Yeah.
And that's a sense of frustration we understand for him as well.
Well,
not just him.
It's just, it's an unknown situation. What are the checks going to look like? And, I mean, and it's not about money to Punk. He's got money. He saved his money. It's not about what you make. It's what you save.
No, you say it's not about money to Punk. That's wrong. He's got money. He's not in it for the money. But on the other hand, nobody wants to feel like they aren't paid what they're worth. And are going to earn what they're worth.
And just
the idea that he's not main eventing those pay-per-views, his payoffs are a little less, and he's not the face of the company, means you're not earning what you're worth, and you think you're the best guy out there, and he really does believe what he says, I'm the best in the world, he really believes that. Of course that affects you.
But it's not about money and the fact that
he doesn't need money, no.
No, he doesn't need money, so it's not like, people go, well, why would he not stick with Mania?
But if he's gonna make less than he thinks he's worth, that still means something. Nobody wants to work, make less than they believe they're worth.
Well, I mean, worth is a relative term, but I know what you mean.
That's what
the boys are forgetting, is, you know, how is this going to affect my pay? Well, it's going to go down, but say relatively, it's the same. You're spilling your. What do you got there? Yoo-hoo and iced tea. You're spilling that all over the place here. But I think that...
Luckily, you know that whatever room I'm in, you just come and you just, like, I've noticed, you just, like, put a bunch of paper towels.
There's a likely chance
something sloppy is going to happen.
Yeah.
Mold in the room.
Mold in
that
room.
Lid falling off.
Everybody. The listeners. But the thing is, there's not a lot more to say. He's gone. He's not coming back in the short term, at least. And so it's a matter of there's a couple of sort of spin-off topics to
this. Well, there's a couple, yeah. But let's say, for one thing, you say he's back, he's gone. Number one, yeah, do you think he will ever be back? I mean, I do. I think he'll be back.
Do you think this Royal Rumble coming up, or the following Royal Rumble is when he returns?
Probably the following.
Yeah. That's it. It's not a matter of...
2 to 3 years.
It's not a matter of if he returns, it's which Royal Rumble does he return
in. Will he wrestle an independent show or a show in Japan or something like that? One or two shows? Possible. But, I mean,
I'm sure he'd do a Ring of Honor match.
He would do a Ring of Honor. He would do a show in, you know, Japan.
Yeah.
Something like that. Who knows? I mean, maybe he'll go over there and wrestle as Hiro Kenta or something like that, you know?
Yeah. Chris Hero. Well, he'd have to go to Orlando to do that.
Yeah. We'll get there.
Yeah.
I think he will be back. But the other thing is, how about for those people who are like, that's their favorite wrestlers. They bought WrestleMania because they wanted to see CM Punk at WrestleMania. That type of thing. Like, how about those people who are... Because there are people out there, that's their guy.
Yes.
And he's gone.
Yeah.
Like, I actually wish, for the first time ever, I wish we had Stephen and Jeremy on.
How many?
That's his guy.
Yeah, but how many? But you know what? But,
love you, Stephen. Thanks for listening all those years. What? We love listeners like you who are loyal and ask questions. Support us and tweet us out.
Yeah, but his... But Stephen's Facebook... Steven's Facebook picture on Royal Rumble Sunday, he was wearing a shirt that said yes.
Yeah.
And so that leads into my comment to that is, how many people, yes, CM Punk was their guy, are done? Or how many of them now are part of the yes movement? Because I think CM Punk and Daniel Bryan had a lot of crossover fans. So I don't think that the WWE is really, well, I mean... Quite frankly, the WWE, CM Punk said it in the promo. Mm-hmm. The just a cog in the wheel. The machine will keep rolling.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, when you say what do you do to, I, you
no,
know.
I'm not saying what do they do.
No, no, what do they
I'm
do?
But, what about the fans? What do they do? How do they feel? Do they feel? Do any of them feel betrayed by him? by trade by the company?
Well, I guess the short answer that I have to that is who gives a fuck? It's a business. CM Punk made a decision, the WWE made a decision, and everybody...
I was actually thinking, if I'm a fan, a really, really supportive fan, I'd be angry at him. Like, I'm not, I don't have that kind of connection to him, but I mean, I'd be closer to being angry than at him than anybody else, so...
Yeah, but those people are blind loyalists. So they aren't. They're going to be like at Full Sail University tonight during the NXT tapings when they're chanting, they're confiscating Punk signs, mm-hmm. and people are chanting CM Punk at the top of their lungs because, again, it's not a work, but...
We don't know that for sure.
Yeah, but it's not a work.
It's not likely. To be. It doesn't appear to me to be a work.
No.
But we cannot say 100% this isn't a work.
No, you can't. But I'm just saying that, okay, let's say it's not a work. Okay, let's just go with that. Let's hypothetically say then it's not a work.
Yeah.
It him walking out against the machine, right, totally fits the character.
Oh, yeah.
Of CM Punk. That's why I said, will people be super pissed at him? Well, no, because his character would do this. Right? So if you're a blind, loyal supporter of CM Punk, it's because he's the rebel against the machine. So, you know what? They weren't going
to
let him do this.
Right?
Yeah, they weren't going to let him do that. Well, good on you then. Fuck you, leave.
Yeah.
Right? That's
yeah.
what people, that's what the
voice
punk
of the
diehards,
people, yeah,
that's what the diehards are going to
yeah.
say. And they're going to
yeah.
say, you're going to see hashtag thank you punk everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? And it's going to be, you
yeah,
know.
There are people are being very supportive actually on Twitter for him, so.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they're the wonder bra of CM Punk. Very supportive.
Very supportive.
But
all right, so what are we going to talk about next? You say what else is spinning out of this? Can I tell you something spinning out of this I want to talk about?
No.
Okay.
No, go ahead.
I was looking at the WrestleMania card.
Uh-huh.
And going, okay, CM Punk's out. What do you do here? What do you do here? How does that affect this? And I realized they really shouldn't have Triple H on this show. And they don't need him.
Nope.
Like, it is really strange because, I mean, this whole time we're looking at this poster of CM Punk that you had signed by him.
Oh, yeah.
From the Royal Rumble last year. Just
yeah, the shooting straight piano.
Yeah. But, no, I mean, there's no, absolutely, you don't need Triple H. He's not going to add one by at this point.
Yeah, I thought you meant ever.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
No, I mean maybe in the right situation. Against you know Undertaker was maybe the
if
right situation that added some interest in some.
If there's a
but
big
no, not,
if there's a big
him.
Star that really screws up that you want to squash, yeah, bring him out.
Bring him out.
Yeah.
No, that I. You just don't need you don't need to find another opponent for Triple H.
No, that's they've found one, but
I know
the
but
fact
you don't
that
really need to. You just don't
no,
need him.
No.
In fact, if you want to hold that off and have him at SummerSlam or something like that, that's fine.
You know what I do?
Where you probably need him more.
You know what I do? If I could just fantasy book for a moment.
No.
Yeah, what I would do is
what would you do, Addy? That's what I've been wondering.
Three-way dance. Brian goes in the title picture. And you do well, however you have to do it. Chamber tie, I don't care. Do some wacky deal. Co-winners of the chamber, I don't know. But three-way dance in for with Big Wave Dave Orton and Daniel Bryan. And Daniel Bryan wins the title at WrestleMania. Hunter says, fuck y'all. Two of you couldn't fucking do this, Evolution. You two motherfuckers couldn't do this. And I'd have cut that promo. We call them motherfuckers. You two motherfuckers couldn't do this.
On the network. You'll be fine.
Yes, exactly. You want something done right, you got to go do it yourself. And at Extreme Rules in Seattle, Daniel Bryan beats Triple H. Defends the title, beats him. Beats Triple H there. That's when you could do that match. That's when I do the match. I mean, that leads you over to Extreme Rules being in Seattle, not that they moved it to Seattle. Shows you they're going to do something. They recognize they got something there with Brian. But that's how I would do it, and then I would go on. When you said SummerSlam, to me the SummerSlam match is Daniel Bryan and Brock Lesnar.
Okay. It's not that I don't like it. It's not going to happen.
No, it's not going to. It's totally not going to happen. But that's what I would.
For one thing, I'm pretty damn sure that Batista. I wouldn't be surprised if his contract states that he's winning at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
It's like, they wouldn't be surprised. Like, there was all these people. It was very interesting, actually, because we went and recorded seconds after Royal Rumble went off there, our show, you know, and we're like, we enjoyed the show. And then you go on afterwards, and there's people, it's a real dichotomy of the people that just hated the hell out of that show and people who loved it.
Yeah.
And the people that hated it, I'm looking at most of them going, man, you guys are taking this too personal.
Yeah.
Like, it's storylines, and it's part of the bigger storyline. Everybody gets the title nowadays. Everybody gets their day. And,
yeah.
You know, and it just... Sit back and this isn't being done badly.
You know,
maybe it's not what you want, but it's not being done badly.
And you know, you can actually read that it is in Batista's contract that he gets the title at WrestleMania. It's like clear as day. And when you don't, you can tell. I can flip right to. We've got his contract online. I can flip right to it. And you know why I could flip to it and know exactly where it is, where it says Batista will get the world. WWE World Heavyweight Championship in the main event of WrestleMania, it's very clearly labeled because there's a mark right beside it.
That's true. Anyways, the point being, I would not be surprised.
No, the point being is a mark.
Oh, it could be, oh. Yeah.
No, not could.
But the thing is...
Mark!
It's like, you mark want me to come back, well, I'm only coming back. These are part of the demands. These are part of the negotiations. This has happened before.
I need the title.
Well, yeah, it happens.
Please give me the title.
Fucking Ric Flair in 1998 signs a new contract with WCW. One of the things that he puts in there is, I get a win over Bret Hart back.
Yeah.
You know, like these things happen.
Mark
right?
Hart.
What's that?
Mark Flair and Mark Hart.
Well, exactly, though. So, I mean... But Batista, so, I mean, there was all these people who were sitting there going, why didn't they call an audible in the ring when the crowd was just turning on it and Roman Reigns did that great? Why didn't... I'm like, no, you can't fucking throw off...
Yeah, why don't we just all of a sudden decide to have a new main event of WrestleMania?
Based on the crowd reaction
that second.
One night.
That
yeah,
second.
I was like, you people, there's so many people who don't really get it.
No, I know.
And you know, and that's what a lot of what was going on, I thought, Jesus. But, I mean, it's very possible Batista, they can't, that he's been promised this, it's even in the negotiations, that, you know, he gets the title and holds it until SummerSlam when the movie comes out, Guardians of the Galaxy, that type of thing. Like, none of this would surprise me. We don't know for certain details. But,
right.
But it just means that you can't just go around. Number two, they're just not going to do that anyway.
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan's going to get the title sometime soon. You want to do it in the best way. I mean, I have no problem. Again, people are going to get upset. Are they upset? Will they stick around? I think so. I mean, I give it to him at SummerSlam. I think that's the... I think 1 year later, he actually gets it and wins it. I think that's full circle. I think that's poetic justice. I mean, I just wait and hold it off until then.
I don't know if they can, though. That's the problem, is like in this... And again, part of it, too, I mean, I don't know, like...
Sure you can.
You could do anything you want, but they did that with CM Punk, is that he got it, and it wasn't even a year later. It was like 6 months later, where he won at the Survivor Series from Alberto Del Rio when
yeah,
Howard Finkel was...
That's
his,
not even 6 months.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, July. Yeah, if you see, he did the thing in June. June was the promo. And yeah, it was within 6 months. It'd been 5 months then. It was Survivor Series. So, and then he goes and he's again, like you said, he's not the focus. He's not there, but he's already taken a pedigree and had to fight fucking Kevin Nash for God's sakes.
Yeah.
I mean, you build in that.
Did he beat Kevin Nash? I can't remember.
I think so. I don't remember. And then there was a tag match or some fucking cocksuck thing.
And didn't he and Triple H tag together?
Yeah, after he got the pedigree, so then he got pedigreed and then teamed with him.
Yeah, so exactly, that's where I'm going, that was one of the points where I'm going, this is so against everything about the character, you're just ruining it and he's doing it, and I guess he's just, this is part of the, let's talk about how he had issues with his booking.
Yeah, exactly, but I mean, I don't know that, I think, you gotta, again, there's, if you don't strike while the iron is hot, I don't give a fuck if you strike. That's...
See, I know what you mean. I do. But I already thought the iron was hot and that it was going to end, and it didn't. And I now think that you can do it and hold it off.
I don't think you can.
And I think it'll be even bigger.
I don't think it will.
I think people are... I think if you do the chase right, it'll be bigger. And that means that you... And doing the chase right means that he stops losing. He starts winning, but he just doesn't get the title shot. So, you know what I mean? It means that he can main event a pay-per-view even though he has another title. Like John Cena main event even does another title. Be the top program, but not actually have the title. You can do a lot of things, you know, over the next few months, because we're not really talking, like, it's not really that far. I mean, SummerSlam, 8 months. You can fucking do it.
I don't know. WWE does not have a history of a chase.
No, they don't. You're right. They don't.
Of ever doing... It's always... And we talked about this before. It's always been about the guy.
Austin had a chase.
A little bit.
Yeah,
a little bit of a
chase.
Right.
It's more about the guy. You're right.
They've been about the guy, not the chase. And it's... You know, like Bret Hart had a chase, right? But it didn't matter. And you know, Shawn Michaels had a chase, really, but it didn't really matter.
Shawn Michaels' chase mattered a little bit. Bret Hart, a little less. But
Shawn's didn't matter. The boyhood dream. I mean, that's just a thing that they play.
Well, I suppose.
But that we talked last week about how WrestleMania 12 was one of the worst pay-per-views.
Yeah.
You know, but I just think that, again, WrestleMania, you get it on, and you get it on Daniel Bryan, and that's it. And then, and again, you have to make him the guy.
Yeah.
And that's...
From a booking standpoint, yes, it's right. If this is the guy and you give it to him and you want to capitalize on the momentum of him holding the title with all those people cheering for him. It's like we talk about, we were watching Vintage and there was that moment Goldberg won at the Superdome in front of 40,000 people or whatever.
Georgia Dome.
Yeah. In front of Lakes, right?
Yeah.
In front of like 40,000 people.
It was 40,000 plus people or something. Yeah.
Yeah, and the crowd was just going insane. It'll be that same visual. It'll be that exact same visual a little better.
70,000 people will be pointing their arms in the air and going, yes, as
exactly.
WrestleMania
well,
goes off.
With better production values and better camera angles and all this shit. So, and that Goldberg moment's awesome.
Yeah.
And it'll be that. And you really want to strap a rocket to the guy. I agree.
And as I said,
that you can do that.
And you have the perfect...
There's potential for main event coverage and that type of thing.
And you've got a perfect momentum heel in Hunter to do the Extreme Rules
with. Well,
you got
Hunter, you got a rematch. You have to have a rematch in some sort with Orton. You got Hunter, you got Batista, you got... Hell, you could...
Brock!
You got... Well, you do. And frankly, you could reform Evolution.
Yeah, and he could be your heel. They could be your Heenan stable, right?
Against Daniel Bryan chasing him.
Yeah.
Like I'm all this works. It's just that
Roman Reigns is. He's gonna go babyface eventually, but I mean, there's Roman Reigns there.
Yeah.
You know, but I personally keep Roman Reigns away.
Oh, you know what? Roman Reigns could split off and still be a heel for a while, too. I mean, he could. I mean, they probably won't, but
they won't. But even as a babyface, he should be doing his own thing.
Even if they do have him face, they have babyface Bobby Lashley against John Cena. Like you can do it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, not to say you could, but they're going. But Roman Reigns is still on the upswing, and even in the next couple of years, it's just. You don't want to set him up for failure, and that would be him.
I don't know that it really matters. I mean, Steve Austin lost to the Undertaker, first time he got a shot at the title, right? Like, doesn't.
Oh yeah. That is true.
I don't know if it looks.
But bad. Yeah.
But anyways, the point being, Daniel Bryan lost to CM Punk, and first time he got a shot at the title, right?
Yeah. You could have Daniel Bryan and Kane.
Like if you have Daniel Bryan being dominant, as the champion, really dominant, and you have Reigns as the dominant challenger, he goes in there and he loses to Daniel Bryan, but he hangs with him and gains everybody's respect, and they do a handshake spot at the end. That doesn't hurt him.
Here's the other thing: is again,
you'll hold the belt someday,
but how you're judging it,
changes. Maybe.
Definitely. How many buys?
That's true.
Right?
Right.
And you're setting up for 6-month commitments.
Yeah.
So it's going to be things like we talked about before, like renewals and things like that is how you're going to... I mean, there's going to be house show business, but, is Daniel Bryan going to sell more or less house show tickets than CM Punk or Randy Orton? Probably not.
it's coming up there. If people are signing up for WrestleMania, if they sign up right away when this thing opens, the network opens, they're going to come to fruition about the time of SummerSlam?
Yes. Yeah.
So, yeah, if you give Daniel Bryan the belt and you hold it off and you finally give it to him right at SummerSlam, those people are going to go, fuck you guys, I'm leaving. Or they're going to go, fuck, you guys fucked me for so many months.
Yeah.
But he's got it now. Now I'm not going to leave.
No, that's a good point, though, is that that could be, we got, if, you know, these people are clamoring, let's give it to them just at renewal time.
Yeah.
You know, that actually, that could be a strategic way to do it, right?
I think.
That's a really, that's probably the best point you've ever made.
Considering how much I've been right, you'd be wrong.
Well, it's because I know left. Right and left. It's right and left, just the way we are seated here. But I think the...
I thought we were seated backwards.
I like the... put your pants on. I like the Daniel Bryan idea in terms of... Like, let's
after
look at...
the show, though, right?
What? I like that we put Daniel Bryan again. You get away from Hunter. You get him from Hunter, hot heel. You got the Orton thing. But then, after he's been Orton, this 5'8" troll can go up against Mark Henry, The Big Show,
mm-hmm.
Kane, his former tag team partner, Brock Lesnar. Like, there's all
Luke
these...
Harper, if you give him a huge push.
Well, there's guys. I mean, eventually Antonio Cesaro and Roman Reigns, these big guys
you
can put him against that you can do the David versus Goliath in many ways because The Big Show, Mark Henry, you know, Brock Lesnar, they've all, Batista, they all have, bring different things to the table,
well,
so
they,
it's
though,
all
I mean,
a different match.
How long are you going to keep Bray Wyatt out of that title
picture,
too?
Yeah, and there's a history.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, I'm talking how long before he gets the, like, when's the right time for him to get the belt? Because I don't think that's too far away, either.
No. But again, I know they don't like to do this, but you've got you've got time.
I know.
We can spread these. I can spread all those. Like, look at all the guys I just named, and I didn't name Bray Wyatt.
I know. Yeah.
See, had Bray Wyatt, a guy that Bryan has a history against. That if you are going to throw the title on Bryan,
just because they started mentioning him around Royal Rumble.
Well, but you, yeah, that's right. That's right. With
Orton
doing it. Yeah. If you're going to give Daniel Bryan the title at the SummerSlam, I would at least one more time then in the next is have Bray Wyatt beat him.
Okay, let's.
And then I have Bray Wyatt beat him for the title. And then there's your short term chase. You know, this is Bray Wyatt is 3-0 against Daniel Bryan.
Do you want to try what you're thinking is essentially you're thinking Tommy Dreamer Raven.
Not to that degree, but a guy that if you go 3-0 and the third time is that Bray Wyatt beats Daniel Bryan as the new world heavyweight champion, and then you got a Daniel Bryan's got to go through 29 other guys and win the Royal Rumble, and then he beats him finally and he gets the title. You know what I mean? That's the thing. But you don't have to make that the focus of the time, but you can have him win.
I mean, in some way, at this point, it's almost more interesting to think what should be the WrestleMania of
2015 and 16 be, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
WrestleMania 31, what's the main event?
Yeah, 31, 32, I mean, yeah, exactly. I mean, what is, I mean...
And if you're going to go down to one title and you don't want to be hot-shotting that motherfucker, you're going to go down to just the Intercontinental title again?
Yeah.
It actually has some fucking value?
Yeah.
My
idea for that, by the way...
Okay.
Not at the chamber because it's going to be the Wyatts against the Shield.
We talk about Reigns. How about Reigns? We also talk about, I mean, Reigns versus wins the title against Wyatt. Or we also talk about Dean Ambrose to me as somebody who's someday going to get a good chance to be champion too. So.
Yeah, and have matches against Bryan, great matches against Bryan, you know. And the thing is, what I look at is probably on a Raw. Maybe I guess it'd have to be on a Raw now. Raw. Roman Reigns beats Langston.
Langston
for the Intercontinental Championship, and then you're doing, and then you do a unification match, three-way dance, unification with all three members of the Shield.
I like that.
You tease the dissension, obviously, as you go, blah blah blah. I got a belt. And Rollins can be like, well, why don't you know? I need a belt, and you have enough basically that when you finally pull that dissension or
I know you know
explosion,
where I use that actually as his extreme rule.
I just think it's something else to do at Mania. You know, like again, it's unification. You know, the Mega Shield explodes. Feels like
the
a WrestleMania.
Why is the most interesting thing for me is the Elimination Chamber.
Oh yeah, definitely.
It's probably like that was when they announced that. I went, you got my money.
I love that ending of Raw because I you know, it just it made so much sense. You know, they had this the babyfaces won via DQ because
yeah.
They attacked and the Shield's pissed at the Wyatts costing the match. Finally, right?
Yeah. Well, the producer's home.
Ah, yes. But yeah, I mean, it made perfect sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
Which is so rare. In this.
What else we got to talk about here?
We'll talk about Kenta.
Yeah. Well, we just mentioned that Kenta, of course, is if you're not familiar with him, he's a Japanese performer, one of the best over there, probably one of the five best in the country, and he's in NXT as a tryout. And he's pretty damn awesome. CM Punk idolized him. Daniel Bryan idolized him.
Mm-hmm.
The Bushido knee that Punk's been, or that Bryan's been using, the GTS.
Mm-hmm.
These were taken from him. A lot of their style and spots were taken from him. He's wrestled Daniel Bryan over in Japan and in ROH. He's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
He's actually, Punk really idolized him. And Punk, I believe, is 2 years older than him. I believe he's 33.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
William Regal was the... the auspices or the catalyst, I guess, for getting Kenta, and he's the one that suggested, hey, you should have a look at this guy, and he's coming in, and, I mean, the fact that he's willing to come in.
Considering he's the top draw in his promotion, even though his promotion is on the way down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's maybe why he's
yeah.
thinking that. I mean, Prince Devitt still has that offer on the table we talked about months ago to come in. He's apparently supposed to be making his mind up just as the next his next tour ends, so probably you know next month or so he's going to be making
from
the decision.
Japan there.
Hmm? Yeah.
So I mean, yeah, Kenta's not big. He's like 5'8", 180
pounds or something. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, Daniel Bryan's about that size too, right?
Yeah.
He's pretty damn awesome. The question is, like, are they? What reason is there to think they're going to treat him any better than they've treated anybody else who's come over from Japan
right.
for the last several years? I mean, who's the best used guy from Japan over the last several years?
Who is the best?
Takuma Shinashi?
Michinoku? Yeah.
Is he the best?
Does he beat Funaki?
I think so.
That's
not saying much, is it?
Well, you're right. That's probably the...
Tatsu's not that...
No, Tatsu's not. None of the Kai and Tai was.
No,
I mean, Taka was treated like a...
Was that guy who was upset about the Hiroshima there? Who was that? What's his name there?
Oh, yeah. He was supposed to be named Hiroshima. It was Kenzo Suzuki.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Yeah, no, not... But he wasn't really... He wasn't...
He wasn't good.
No, and he wasn't, yeah, like a guy that...
But there's never been a case of... I mean,
Hakushi?
Yeah, Hakushi, yeah.
You know, it was a, no. You know, I guess for the time,
for
it was
a
little bit, but...
But, I mean, there was a large history of Japanese performers.
Like Yokozuna.
There was a large...
No,
Uncle Rodney?
Uncle Rodney.
There was a large history of Japanese performers being used extremely well in WCW. But
yeah.
Not in... It just has never been... They've never been used well, so I don't know why I would think that he's going to be used... Because Yoshitatsu... Like
yeah.
a perfect worker.
Oh yeah,
a charismatic guy, but just never even, never even got a shot.
No.
So.
No, and someone kept stealing his action figure. But yeah, I don't know. I said it's interesting to me that he'd even go over there.
Yeah, it's interesting.
So.
It's interesting. So yeah, what else we got?
You know, we were talking about Japan. Now we could maybe talk a little bit about Argentina. A little
Rocco?
Bit about Nancy.
Nancy.
Argentina.
Yeah.
Weird. A wrestler killed somebody named Nancy.
Mm-hmm. It's going to a grand jury. We've mentioned it before. Talked a little bit in the past just about
how
Jimmy
Snuka.
Smith, but we never got into it too much in depth. And to tell you the truth, there's probably better sources out there you can go to.
Yeah. 1983, was it?
1980, I believe it was 1983, yeah. Or
yeah, 31 years ago, yeah.
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 Nancy Argentino, the girlfriend of the married
Snuka. Senior.
Pardon me?
Senior.
Yeah.
Not the guy that can't catch Undertaker.
No, or Tamina. Because she looks a little bit more like Jimmy.
Charlotte? Oh.
Yeah. than Jimmy Snuka did. Junior.
Yes.
His case is finally going to a grand jury all these years later. Many different accounts that he gave in both his book or in person. He said things like he came home from, what was it, from an event, went to the hotel room in a panic, and his girlfriend was in convulsions, and she was, some sort of yellow fluid was screaming out of her mouth or something like that.
Yeah.
And she died shortly after, even after the paramedics showed up.
Yeah.
And there was people who said that she had, he said that, you know, she had taken a, gone to the bathroom on the top of the road, slipped and fallen and hit her head. There was also another story that he did say he shoved her at one point in self-defense.
Also said that when he saw the blood running down, that it was like the lava flowing, brother. That was also in the police report.
I don't think this is funny, dude.
I do.
So anyways, she was known to have been with a few of the boys before him.
Mm-hmm.
And been around for a while. The coroner's report said that it appeared that her head had been moved, had struck a stationary object at a high rate of speed.
Mm-hmm.
She also was said to have...
the authorities thought it was a coconut.
You're so fucking proud of yourself right now. That's the part that really gets me. She was... I don't even know where I'm going with this now. She also had several other scars on her body, her feet, her hands, her neck and back, and things that usually are the sign of spousal abuse. So anyway, the point being, though, that at the time, they could never make the case, or they didn't want to make the case. Vince McMahon showed up shortly after the event. He was there with the police officers. Showed up with a big briefcase. That's all that was said, and left without it. It's all that is said about that.
Right. And it was 1983.
Yeah.
I mean,
it would have brought Vince down. So,
And Snuka was really...
most popular guy.
He was a top babyface at the time.
Yes,
exactly.
He was ahead of Hogan.
Hogan had just
begun.
Is just becoming Hogan. Yeah. And largely because of that.
Yeah.
I mean, Snuka, there's a reason that Snuka wasn't in the match at WrestleMania,
but
he was on the outside. He didn't want to continue to draw focus, but Nancy Argentina, the family had hired a private investigator. Mm-hmm. You know, it kept pushing.
And they did have a wrongful death suit against him, which they won.
Yeah, but they keep, it's the family's tenacity that's got this to the grand jury, the fact that they haven't given up, they want to know exactly what's happened, and they need that investigation, so...
Yeah, look at that on my phone. Look at that. That's surprising news. Not wrestling related, but surprising.
Well, that's very surprising.
I usually ever possibly win a game?
What?
Anyways,
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, it is interesting. I mean, he's 70?
He's in his 70s.
He's 74 or something like that? Or 70, he's at least 70.
Yeah.
Between 70 and 74. I mean, even as of a couple of years ago, I think he was still taking 80 dates. So
yeah.
He might be 70
yeah.
years old. The wrongful death suit, of course, he never paid a dime to the Argentina family because he said he was destitute.
Mm-hmm.
If he did something, and that'll be up to the jury to decide, and the prosecutors, if they're bringing a case, this is the longest that the people in the county can remember them bringing a cold case in.
Yeah.
So if they're doing it, they must think they have a case. Like, you're not going to pursue this and go to spend the money and... after all this time, and because this is very costly for the county, you're not going to do this unless you actually think you have a legitimate case. And there's new facts that came up, some of them from the family, some of them from, I'm sorry, what was his name, Irv Mushnick?
Oh, is Irv involved?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, of course Irv's involved.
But the new facts will come out.
If there's a way for someone to stick their nose in things, leave it to Irv.
but here maybe it's a good thing he did. But, like I say, I hope if something happened, I hope the family can get some closure, some peace out of this, and justice.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole thing, is I said the family's been tenacious in pursuing it.
And they have not had closure.
I mean, no, they haven't, and that's going to be the whole thing, is they're going to get closure. I mean, and really, you could see it. If Snooki is found guilty, they're going to go bananas.
Banana. One coconut.
Oh, we have to talk about this subject every week.
Hey, this guy right here, bad person. How bad?
No.
Why? You want to hear what he just did?
Oh, no. Mo was making fun of this woman that died like 30 years
no.
ago.
No, I was right. not. Right there. 30 years ago. Serious subject.
31.
Nothing but jokes.
31. She doesn't even know what he's talking about.
Death and the guy who killed her. Jokes and jokes and jokes.
Well, more about the guy that killed her.
You're going to have talking to by the producer after the show.
Is Mo.
Don't listen back is what I'm saying. Well, you never do. You're smart.
That was a run-in.
I do like how I was thinking about this, how Stephanie McMahon comes out. She goes, this will be a wrestling match when she's announcing first Cena versus Orton.
Yeah.
She goes, a wrestling match. No count-outs. No DQs. No run-ins. And what happened during the fucking match?
Yes, yeah.
It was a run-in.
And nobody said anything.
Nobody said anything.
Yeah.
Nobody. She actually specifically used the word
run-in.
No run-in.
For interference.
And then an actual run-in occurs.
Yes.
So.
That's true. And nobody was talking about that, you know?
Yeah.
Because nobody takes any booking seriously.
Yeah. Because they killed every stipulation they killed. What else we got here?
Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, he's going to be the host of WrestleMania.
The host of WrestleMania, which I think is perfect for him. I really like that idea, similar to The Rock, and they, you know, so, and like you said, someone like 3MB will run into his fist.
Yeah, and then the year after that, I'm guessing probably Kurt Angle will be the host.
No.
You don't think it's possible? Because he's pretty much going to be done in TNA, and he said he wants to go. And
he could go in the Hall of Fame.
There may be some initiative.
You go into the Hall of Fame.
Well, he can be the host.
No, he can't. You're going to go...
He could be the host.
He could not be the host. The Rock is the host. Hulk Hogan is the host.
Well, I know, but you're not going to go anywhere from those guys anyway.
Austin... Not that you see her. The following year in Texas.
Austin, I guess. Austin and...
You don't need a host. I mean, they don't have a host every year. Right?
Yeah,
this would be the second time.
It's much like you with the bedroom. Eventually, you just got a lower expectation.
Yes. Yes. To nothing. But, I think that... at least tonight after you were done. I think this is fine. This is two hosts. You don't need another one. Like, it's not like you need, like, yeah, no.
You're
Kurt.
Right. This show would be better if it just had one.
Kurt Angle. Yes, me. Kurt Angle is not host-worthy.
Okay.
That's where I'll put it. He's Hall of Fame-worthy.
He's Hall of Fame-worthy.
Is CM Punk Hall of Fame-worthy?
It depends on if he can pass a physical. It'll depend on if he can pass a physical and you have... One match, one time at WrestleMania, and if the comeback to him versus CM Punk, that'd be great.
There you go. Yeah? All right. Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's
so
it
the guy
for,
who wants to wrestle is Triple H.
Yeah, of course.
But he said the reason he wanted to wrestle is Triple H is because when he first wrestled him and did a program with him, he was green and he didn't know what he was doing. Triple H had to carry him.
Yeah.
And now he would like to get in there that he knows what he's doing and have a real match with him one time.
Well, and you know what? And he's always...
He does respect him as a worker.
Well, he's always appreciated Hunter. You know, he said he was new to the business. He was green. He had gone to a program with Hunter, and Hunter really took care of him and made sure that he got, you know, that he got over as best as he could.
Yeah. Let's not put the title on him. He's too small. What would happen if you fought him in a real fight, pal?
Yeah. No.
I don't know, Vince.
I don't think he could have Stephanie Yeah, that whole thing was horrible.
I think your Triple H sounds a lot
kind of
like
Stu.
Yeah,
it did. It doesn't usually, but it did just there, I thought. Yeah.
All right.
Maybe Kurt Angle could teach us a thing or two, eh? let's see. WWE, I'm just looking at this at WWE quick hit news. The Universal, NBC Universal deal or proposal that they're giving to WWE going to include a physical Hall of Fame at Universal Studios Orlando.
Yeah.
Which would be interesting.
Yeah, TNA has just reacquired the opportunity to tape again in Orlando.
Yes.
They are doing one real pay-per-view again on lockdown. They're doing a one-night stand, a co-promotion with Russell One in Japan. But, I mean, what their future holds is up in the air, and, of course, what their future is also. Their TV contract is coming up due about the same time.
September.
Which means that, of course, the Spike could be in the play for WWE programming again, or they could go after also, if possible, the promotion, the Toby Keith and Double J, Jeff Jarrett.
I think, I wouldn't say,
stuff in there, but
I don't think, let's
this Hall of Fame would be great.
We'll say, I don't think that Spike would go after Jeff Jarrett, Toby Keith. I think Toby Keith, Jeff Jarrett would pursue Spike.
Well, and that's exactly it. They come in and say, we're going to give you the same, and it's going to cost you less.
Yeah.
Give you that same rating. It's going to cost you this much less.
Mm-hmm.
But you have, you know, I mean, that's it. So, I mean, it'd be interesting. A physical Hall of Fame would be good. I mean, their new TV deals that they're looking for is, what, $280 million a year, which is triple what they're currently getting, I believe.
Well, they want at least double rights fees. So they're getting 100 something. They get 100 something, I think.
Well, then maybe it was 330, because I believe.
Maybe, okay. Then I think they get 110. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I think it is 330 they're looking at, because NASCAR is getting 440.
Yeah.
And they're drawing.
440.
440.
Wow.
And they're drawing similar ratings. So.
Yeah. Problem is to a cheaper demographic.
To a cheaper demographic, and certainly much harder to sell advertising to.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you said they've got lockdown going to go in April 26th from Orlando, an actual pay-per-view.
Pay-per-view's not fully dead for them, but pretty damn close.
Well, speaking of pay-per-view, WWE signed a new...
number, though. I mean, say what you will about the stuff with Sting and the horrible Genesis.
Okay, it was awful.
Yeah. Best rating they've had in 2 years. Most viewers they've had in 2 years.
Yeah, no, I know.
A lot of stupid people out there.
Yes. Well, no, there's not, because that's the thing, is that the fact that it's the best rating in 2 years, it is kind of sad.
Well, it is kind of sad, but it also says, you know, get rid of all those stars, throw your best rating in 2 years. It is about, I mean, what they were doing wasn't working either.
No, it's, well, it's a rebuild.
You said to me there's a rumor behind the scenes that Vince Russo's back in charge. Booking that.
Right? Well, yeah, there's a rumor that he's back. I think people, and I don't know how much there is to this rumor, other than it is a rumor.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's the fact that, we've heard and read and seen the shows that have been so shitty that who else could have done this?
Yeah.
But Vince Russo. But, I mean, they had some, WCW had some really bad stuff booked by Kevin Sullivan when it was the dog versus the cat, too.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not unheard of for there to be shit without him. It's just people think shit in TNA and they think it's Russo.
Yeah.
So
it's
I don't.
Really
so. Yeah, oh yeah, but I don't know that he is back.
No.
Just, you know.
It's a rumor.
Yeah. Yeah, the physical
we should
whole
have
thing.
Have him on the show and ask him. Maybe next week.
We should. We should. But, I mean, we don't need, they don't need Vince Russo. When they have Montel Vontavious Porter as the investor.
Yeah, what's he going by? What's the name he's going by?
I don't know, MVP. He owns that name.
Does he?
Yeah. He came up with it. He owned the MVP name before he...
like Sin Cara owns Sin Cara?
Apparently. Because, you know, he was Sin Cara long before... came to WWE.
I don't know how that happened, but apparently he owns the name or something like that, or at least owns it in Mexico.
No.
Sin
Cara says he owns Sin Cara.
Well, he's wrestling at it, and he's inviting a lawsuit otherwise.
Yes.
I mean, I would love it if there's a dispute over who has it, and the best thing that would ever happen is WWE continues to use Sin Cara, I mean, maybe he might lose, but he continues to use them. And he debuts on TNA as Sin Cara. At the same time, that would be the greatest fucking thing ever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it wouldn't.
I would like it.
Would you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So would the other million people.
1.4.
Yeah.
I'm easy to please.
I know. I heard that. But I like that Montel Vontavious Porter.
Your mom's getting older. She doesn't want to do the stuff she used to.
I like that he bought shares.
Oh, yeah, because that's a publicly traded company.
The privately held company.
Fucking idiot.
Oh, it's that made me giggle.
Yeah.
That almost made me giggle as much as we talked a little bit about Nancy Argentina and Jimmy Snuka.
Oh, yeah, that's hilarious.
Thank you. Matt Hardy.
This was funny. Matt Hardy and Reba Sky, his wife, Reba Sky Hardy, professional wrestler, former, what's that?
Rebby.
Oh, what did I say, Reba?
Reba.
Oh, same thing. Nah. Remy Sky Hardy.
Oh, Reba!
She, former Playboy model and professional wrestler.
Yes.
They beat the shit out of each other.
Yeah, apparently.
All of her standing order against each other.
Mm-hmm.
Went to jail, there's mugshots on TMZ.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? They're tweeting out pictures of themselves together, happy couple.
Yeah. Yeah. And Drew McIntyre is happy.
Yeah. Well, somebody else got beat up by his wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it exactly.
Anything else?
I think that's it.
Yeah.
I think that's it. I don't think that there's really anything else that's fucking happening. I mean, we did talk briefly about how Wrestle 1 and TNA are going to have a co-promoted. It's going to be one of their, like, one-night stand pay-per-views.
It's like a one-night stand. It's going to be over there in Japan. They're sending over, I think, 10 or 11
guys. 11 guys.
And,
said,
and then a couple of guys, including the Great Muta, are coming over to TNA to perform, which is huge because you can finally do that Muta thing again.
Right. Yeah. That's going to be great. Great.
As long as Muta comes to WWE.
Yes. No, but I think what you do is...
Aaron Young dressed as a saint?
Muta joins the bromance.
Oh, yeah.
That's money. That's money.
Yeah.
Also, at the TNA, not Impact tonight, but next week, spoiler, taping...
Wait, it's not live?
Abyss goes one-on-one with Eric Young,
beats
him, and is unmasked to reveal that he is Joseph Park. I know. Bum, bum, bum.
Fucking 2 years too late.
Yeah, I know. Actually, about 4 years too late, but that's, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, no, he was a good little character for a while.
For a little while, yeah, sure. He was, I think he was best character in the Wrestling Observer Awards last year, 2012, I think. He
yeah.
Won.
Yeah.
2013, I think he was like... fifth worst character or something like that.
He was one of the feud of the year with Bubba Ray.
Yeah, for me, yeah, anyways. But, yeah, all right. They took their time. But, this next bit, how do we introduce this?
Well, you stumbled upon.
Somebody at work goes, you're going to love this.
Hmm.
He sends me an email link for questions.
For the Iron Sheik.
Yeah, ask Sheiky on Maxim.com. And what are we going to have? Are we actually going to have Sheiky on? Or
well, I was going to say, what?
I'm going to play the role of Sheiky and you play the role of the people asking questions. Is that what we're going to do? Or should we actually dial them in?
What we did was, you saw this, so we got on the horn.
Oh, okay. This is what we did,
isn't it? This is what we did. we got the Iron Sheik to and I come up with some advice questions, but you threw them out because you said they were too explicit.
Graphic, yeah.
So I thought, okay, well, we agreed that I would just read the questions that
on
Maximum, and then we're going to get Sheiky to give us his advice.
To give us this is the actual
because.
This is the actual advice that you can find from Sheiky Iron Dog on Maxim.com. This was him. He read these same answers to us recorded earlier.
Yes, in a pre-recorded segment.
Yeah. Yes.
Just moments ago.
Yes. Producer recorded it.
Yes.
Using your audio you had earlier
used,
and now she's already spliced it together in minutes.
I should note that promotional consideration is paid for by the following. In all excitement, never do a Slim Jim. Oh, yeah. But, no, we've got some of the great questions, and these are things that I think the listeners, you know, I think we can all relate to. So we want Shiggy to give his thing, and I will actually talk about who's asked these questions as well. So the first one from Brian Kennedy. Kennedy. I have some of the most annoying work colleagues ever. How do I deal with them without losing my job?
Brian Bubba, you do your job best, so you impress the Kennedy McMahon after you tell them, go fuck yourself in your mind.
All right. Excellent. See, that's good advice. Now, Mick Knowles wants to know, got any advice for a chili eating contest?
Bubba, you eat the chili. You 10,000% wear the diapers. You shit your pants worse than Paula Deen. You ready in case you become biggest chili-eating jabroni like Fido Santana.
Arriba. Jose Moledo would like to know, how do I get my girl to stop nagging without using the sleeper hold? I know this one, Xanax.
Bubba, the lady don't fucking show you the respect. You suplex her and you tell her, get the fuck out of your car. Take a fucking walk. You are the legend, not her.
But Cheeky, she not know how to work. Paul Christopher Michael would like to know, how do you avoid pissing yourself while on a radio show?
Bubba, you dumb
what? How do you avoid pissing yourself while on a radio show?
Take two.
Pre-recorded. From moments ago.
Oh, you dumb bitch. Paula Deen for jabroni. First you do the business, second the pleasure. You drink so much before your job, you're not professional. You go bathroom first or you piss on the Paula Deen face.
Right, okay. That's good advice. Yeah. Raccoons keep getting into my trash. How do I stop them?
Fuck it, the raccoons!
Good point.
Bubba, you take the fucking poison, you put jabroni cheeseburger, and then they eat the cheeseburger, and they become Michael Dog, Big Dog.
Oh, yes.
Michael Big Dog. Patooey.
Patooey. Will man ever understand woman?
Never.
A jabroni has been talking to my girl, and she says they are just friends. I know who the guy is, so should I confront him and A, break his back and make him humble, B, fuck him in the ass and make him humble, C, ask him politely to be humble, or D, dump the girl and make her humble?
Bubba, you do A, B, and the D. Fuck the C.
All right. How do you feel about the Ultimate Warrior getting inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame?
Ultimate Warrior. He have the sex for the money. He put the steroid in his ass for fun. He paint his face like a fucking clown. He never respect the other wrestlers. He fuck with the company. He never show people the respect. Now he go in Hall of Fame? He go in Hall of Fame for low-life piece of shit, raising balls, cocksucker, and one day he go Hall of Fame of hell. I don't like him. I don't respect him. He never pay his due the way I don't give a fuck. He make my company money. They know best. Fuck him still.
Good point. Sorry, this is a two-part question. Will you be main eventing against Cena at WrestleMania 30? If so, will you shut his damn mouth and fuck him up?
I love the new generation. The John Cena is a real. He one of the best new generation. Iron Sheik, good forever. John Cena, no, if he ever fuck with me, I could break his fucking neck. But he respected the legend. That way I love him forever.
I see. Well, he loves him forever. So that's
thanks to that audio put together by producer minutes ago.
Yes.
Pre-recording.
Where the promotional consideration was paid for by the following.
And everybody, if you've got a question for the Sheik, send it to win@maxim.com.
Right.
This is an actual column, advice from Sheiky, that's up there. Ask Sheiky, so just...
Ask the Sheiky.
Ask the Sheiky. Did you see the picture from the website?
Oh, God, no. So that's our show picture?
Well, unless it wants to be CM Punk, but how do you top this? That.
Oh, no, that's the picture.
So anyways.
Oh, my good right. Lord.
On that, we should go OUT.
I think so.
By the way, there's. I want to tell yourselves, everybody out there, Iron Sheik wanted us to mention, there's also an Iron Sheik alarm clock app.
Really?
So I imagine you wake up to, you should get up at the Sheiky, he fuck your ass.
Something
like that. So who wouldn't want that? Get it for your kids.
Yes, get it for your kids. Get it for your grandkids. We'll have to...
And grandmother.
Yeah. Somebody call grandmother. All right, well, I think that we've done all that we can do now. We've talked about Daniel Bryan, we've talked about CM Punk. Funny how they still seem to be the two big topics of conversation. We didn't talk a little bit about the Elimination Chamber. And the two, we knew the four participants after Raw that had come in, being Sheamus, Cena, Daniel Bryan, of course, Randy Orton. But now we've got Christian and Antonio Cesaro being added there. What are your thoughts on them being added?
I think Christian. I mean, I'd like it if he got the spot. He's apparently there. He's babyface right now. If they decide they need another heel, it's a chance they can maybe replace Christian. I can't think of anybody in there that I would like. There's guys that I think, oh yeah, I mean Bray Wyatt should be in there, and Brock Lesnar though is not scheduled for Elimination Chamber. He's fulfilled all his dates for the contract, so unless they negotiate some extra date and some extra pay, I mean he won't be in there. And at the storyline of him looking for the title, I don't know really where that's going, because it looks like it's not going to ultimately pay off, but
yeah.
Maybe it will much further down the road, and but I like Christian in there, and I can't think of anybody like I say, Bray Wyatt's already busy, that type of thing. So
yeah,
and I prefer him than say Kane, right? So I'm
yeah.
Cool with that. Antonio Cesaro is interesting because on Raw there was a segment where the Rey and Sin Cara were defeated by the Real Americans, and part of it was Zeb Coulter slapping Jack Swagger and really waking him up, and then he went in there and he was especially on fire, and Cesaro, and they just destroyed the two luchadors, and it was I don't know where it was building to, but it felt like it was building something, and afterwards they're really putting over the team like, oh man, I mean, you know, Coulter's really got something in his team, and now Cesaro's in the chamber, so I mean, it's good for him. I don't know where it's going. It's a little confusing. I like Jack Swagger too. I mean, a lot of people I know are just, you know, nothing for him or don't feel anything towards him. But, yeah, I mean, we'll see. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think it's interesting. I think, again, it is that it apparently that the, what's his face, Christian's job is that they figure it's good enough, but if if they do find someone to take him out, that he's going to be the guy to do
he's
it.
The guy to be eliminated. Yeah.
So,
and if he's in there, then he just adds to the work rate.
Well, he is the work rate.
Well, no, and Daniel Bryan's in there.
That's true. Daniel Bryan is in there. So,
I mean, Orton's in there. I mean, Orton is a good worker when he wants to work. But he doesn't just go fuck you, crowd.
Who? Oh, Orton. Yeah, he's okay. And Orton and Christian have had a pretty good history. So it, yeah, it would be all right.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that that's good. But I think
Cesaro's we're gonna, a terrific worker.
And
here,
yeah,
so.
Cesaro, and then the big swing in the chamber. Fine.
Yeah.
You know. So yeah, good enough choices. Can't think of anybody better, really.
Yeah, it's kind of strange though, because now you're down to one title, and so you think, hey, this is it—the Elimination Chamber. You can have your top six contenders. And these don't feel like the top six contenders at all. But that's because a lot of the top contenders have other stuff. Batista, Bray Wyatt, Lesnar have other stuff, kind of.
Yeah.
You know, booked around them. And obviously, the elephant in the room is the white elephant in the room. In this case, is not Sheamus, but CM Punk.
Yeah, I would have thought, I mean, without him moving, Punk, I thought would have been, well, no, Punk would have been scheduled to go against Kane, but I would have thought that it would have been Big Show.
Maybe, yeah.
You know, in there. But, you know, whatever, it doesn't matter.
Glad it isn't.
Well, me too, but yeah. I would have thought that that would have been.
RVD, Jericho, something like that, who knows? Right?
Yeah.
Like, you would have thought, yeah.
So. All right, well, that's going to do it for yet another edition of We Talk Wrestling. We're on WeTalkWrestling.com is the website. Addie, A-D-D-I-E, at WeTalkWrestling.com is you can email us with a question. We have a few that we have to get to. It just got to be a pretty, with CM Punk and such, and Raw ended up being a pretty, lots to talk about. So we will get to the questions here, but we might even do a show that's just a question show, just to kind of do.
Yeah, if we have, if we can. We might have to be a bonus show. We still have the audio from the, of course, the Royal Rumble live audio commentary and everything like that, and that was a lot of fun and everything in 3 hours. But the fact is that, you know, I mean, with this time of the year, there's so much happening.
Yeah.
You know, it's the build of WrestleMania, it becomes difficult. But send them in or tweet them.
Yeah.
Or even leave a comment at the end of the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, but, and again, we're at We Talk Wrestling on Twitter, facebook.com/WeTalkWrestling, and we're on iTunes and Stitcher. You can get all the shows that way, too. So that is going to do it for another episode. So in the meantime and in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.
Oh, thank God this show's over. Are you as sick of me as I am of you?
I am as sick of you as Snuka was of Nancy.
I hate you.